Hi friends, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. Let's learn together today.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Well, let's get started. Today's topic is feature.
Today's title is You Can Build an App. You can build an app. Uh-oh, Peter, are we talking about apps and phones and technology? You know that technology is not my strong point, right?
Well, you will be surprised, Pauline. Building an app is easier than you think.
Really?
There are kids in high school that have built apps. How hard can it be? Yes, there are confusing things about technology, but we all love apps because they are easy and convenient.
Okay, that is making me feel better about today, but I'm sure there is a lot to building an app. I'm glad we can learn about that today. So, let's talk about what an app is.
Okay, apps are on your phone. We use them every day. You might have an app that tells you the weather. You just click it and check it on your phone.
Oh, yeah, I use an app that helps me know different words in other languages. It's a Chinese-English dictionary. I also have a Spanish-English dictionary app.
Those are great apps. So this will be a lot of fun. Don't check your apps now. We need to look at our keywords with Christina.
我们今天的主题是 app, 应用程式。你有没有想过要自己做一个 app 呢? Do you want to build an app? 请留意美国人一般都是说 app, 而不是 app 哦。做 app 其实算是大案子了。Building an app is a big project. 名词 project 就是方案、企划。现在网络上有很多影片直接教你怎么做 app. You can learn from many videos. 名词 video 就是录影的影片。除了影片还有网站，很多网站也会教人怎么做 app. 网站是 website. Some websites can teach you how to build an app.等你做好了之后，一定先测试，确认运作一切 OK, 才正式让人下载。动词 download 就是下载。You can let people download it now. 其实现在有很多的工具可以帮助你制作 app, 所以几乎每个人都可以做自己的 app。工具是 tool. There are so many tools to help you.
Hello everyone, and welcome to LTE TV. My name is Matt. Building an app is a big project. If you want to build the next great smartphone app, you need a plan. First, think about the kind of app that you want to build. Will your app be a game? Will it be for business? Then make a schedule for building the app. You need plenty of time for research,before you are ready to build.
Wow, this is a really interesting topic. Building an app is a big project.
Yes, it is. And again, an app, we use these on our phones. You might hear the word APP, but in English we say app. It's a short version of the word application.
Let's talk about the word project, too.This is when we do something, but it is something that we do that is very big. It takes a lot of time, work, and effort.
Yes, I agree. And a project has a lot of different parts to it that come together. When you build a house, you have some people that make the walls. Someone makes the roof, another paints it. Then there's water, electricity, decorations. Wow.
Ooh, building a house is a big project. Oh, and we can see here why we use the same word build to talk about making an app. There are many different things to do to build one.
So we learned the first thing that you need to do. If you want to build the next great smartphone app, you need a plan.
Oh, you need a plan.
Am I going to build an app?
No, but you still need a plan, because that's today's
calendar phrase. You need a plan.
You need a plan.
你需要拟定计划。
I'm going to be rich someday.
You need a plan.
I'll get a good job someday.
You need a plan.
I'll go to a good university someday.
You need a plan.
I'll study hard today.
That's a plan.
You need a plan.
You need a plan.
你需要拟定计划。
So, what do you need to first think about when you're building your app?
Well, we learn first, think about the kind of app that you want to build. Will your app be a game? Will it be for a business?
Well, with making plans, we are always talking about the future. So, we use this word, will. Will I travel this year? Will I go home this weekend?
Let's talk about these two words, game and business, too.
All right, well, a business earns money. So if you think about an app for a business, you're trying to help people with what they do at the office.
Okay, and games, I think we all like to play games on our phone. These are just fun.
Yeah, that's right. Don't spend too much time playing games on your phone. Well, after coming up with a plan, then make a schedule for building the app.
Right. You know what you want to do, so now you have to think about how to do it, how long each step will take. That's very important.
But you should make sure that you know what you are doing, and your idea is a good one.You need plenty of time for research before you are ready to build. Well, let's go to Christina for more about this sentence.
在制作 app 之前你需要做很多研究。You need plenty of time for research before you are ready to build. 我们要来讲片语 plenty of something. 它是很多什么东西的意思。不过我们需要特别说明一下之前学过的Many, much, 或是 a lot of, 都是很多的意思。但是 plenty of 不一样哦。它除了很多的意思之外，更表达了足够、充足、多且有余的意思。比如我说 Don't worry, we have plenty of food. 别担心，我们的食物很多，够吃。或者 Make sure you drink plenty of water.意思就是一定要喝充足很多的水。
Now you're ready to make the app. Building an app is like a puzzle with many different parts. You can build it yourself or find a company to help you. There are many videos and websites that can teach you to build one. Some websites provide building blocks for app developers. As you build,You pick blocks from the website and put them in your app.
Okay, so first we think of an idea for an app. Then we think of a plan.
Okay, Peter, I do love this phrase that is like the word think. It is come up with. We can come up with an idea. We can come up with a plan for an app.
Yes, so after you think aboutWhat you want to do, then you should come up with a schedule for building the app.
And now you are ready to make the app. I like how building an app is like a puzzle with many parts.
That's right. You have one part and another part that they have to go together. Well, I like puzzles. I think they are fun.
My family likes to play jigsaw puzzles. We do one every winter together.A jigsaw puzzle is a box with a bunch of little pieces, and then you put the pieces together to make a picture.
Yes, so you can understand why they say building an app is like a puzzle.
We also learned that you can build it yourself or find a company to help you.
There are professionals that can help you. You pay them to help you.
But is there a way to learn how to do it yourself?
Well, actually, yes, there is. There are many videos and websites that can teach you how to build one. Let's take another look at this sentence with Rebecca.
Hey, friends. It's a beautiful day here at Let's Talk in English, and you just made our day brighter. Well, it's time to learn something new in Use It. Today, you are going to learn how to use the word there with a that. For example, there are many buses that you can take. Or there are companies that can help you. You can do this, friends. So don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So when I want to learn something, I often look at videos on the internet. They can be very helpful.
Pauline, I see you watching funny cat videos on the internet, not learning how to build an app.
Hey, well, maybe I'm thinking about my plan for the app. It will be about cats, a business, not a game.
Oh, well, I think that you just like watching cat videos.
Okay, fine. You're right. Let's get back to the article.
Okay, well, there are websites that can help, too. When you use the internet, you go to a website all the time.
That's right. Let's see. I go to websites to read the news, to find out the weather.
Yeah, exactly. There are many websites that we go to. Well, right now we need to take a short break, and then we'll be back for more. See you right after this. Welcome back, everyone. So we learned that some websites provide building blocks for app developers.
We go to websites all of the time, and there are websites to help people who want to build an app. They give you help making the app, or they can provide building blocks for people making apps.
Right. Those are app developers. If you are someone who makes an app, then you are an app developer. A developer is a person who works on a project like this. Well, let's continue. Here's part three.
After you build your app, you need to check it carefully. Look for bugs. Most apps have several problems to fix. Show your app to people. Ask their opinions. Make sure everything works before letting people download it. There are so many tools that can help you build apps. Having the right tools will make the work easier. Now almost anyone can make a new app.
Okay, so first we made a plan, then we made a schedule for building the app, then what?
Well, after that, you can build it yourself or find a company to help you. There are many videos and websites that can teach you to build one.
Okay, well, let's say that now the app is built. What do you do next? What do you do after you have your app?
Well, after you build your app, you need to check it carefully. Look for bugs.
Okay, I know that we are not talking about bugs like butterflies or the ones in nature. I can tell you all sorts of things about bugs from the trees, bugs that live in the grass, but bugs in technology? What are we talking about?
Well, these are things that are wrong with the computer code. When you made the app, there might be a little problem, a small problem with it. Most apps have several problems to fix, and a good way to make sure everything is okay is show your app to people.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Make sure everything works before letting people download it.
Yes, it is important to make sure everything works.
We see that there are many tools to help build apps and to help check the apps, too.
Right. tools are useful things. We use tools like a hammer, a screwdriver, a shovel, nails, and so much more things to fix things.
Well, there are tools on computers, and there are also tools to help with apps.
Having the right tools will make work a lot easier. Now, almost anyone can make a new app.
Christina makes things easier on this show. Let's pay her a visit now.
要让人下载你的 app 之前，一定要确认它能够顺利运作。Make sure everything works before letting people download it. 我们来看看前半句。Make sure everything works. 我们都是把 work 当作工作的意思用。其实它的意思和用法很多，像这个 make sure everything work。动词 work 就是表达机械或者是一个机制的顺利运行。比如说 ,the new washing machine works well. 新的洗衣机运作得很好。或者如果有机器坏了，我请人帮忙修理，就可以问他 ,can you make it work? 所以动词 work 也可以当作机器运作、运转的意思。
So we have learned that yes, building an app is a big project.
But you can build it yourself or find a company to help you. And there are many tools that can help you along the way. Having the right tools will make your work a lot easier.
So it sounds like it's a big project, but anyone can do it. Are you going to build an app? Think about that. But first, let's check our keywords for today.
Here's your first keyword for today. App. App. My smartphone has many apps.
Project. Project. Let's work on the project together.
Video. Video. Watch this video with me.
Website. Website. Let's check the website on the computer.
Download. Download. Did you download the new app?
Tool. Tool. Bob can fix anything. He has many tools.Okay, friends, keep on practicing those keywords at home. And now let's look at our lesson one more time.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to LTE TV. My name is Matt. Building an app is a big project. If you want to build the next great smartphone app, you need a plan. First, think about the kind of app that you want to build.Will your app be a game? Will it be for business? Then make a schedule for building the app. You need plenty of time for research before you are ready to build. Now you're ready to make the app. Building an app is like a puzzle with many different parts. You can build it yourself or find a company to help you. There are many videos and websites that can teach you to build one.Some websites provide building blocks for app developers. As you build, you pick blocks from the website and put them in your app. After you build your app, you need to check it carefully. Look for bugs. Most apps have several problems to fix. Show your app to people. Ask their opinions. Make sure everything works before letting people download it.There are so many tools that can help you build apps. Having the right tools will make the work easier. Now almost anyone can make a new app.
I'm building an app, James.
That's a big project. What kind of app?
The next great smartphone app.
Ginger, you need a plan.
Can you help me?
Well, what kind of app do you want?
Maybe a game app. Or a business app.
Well, decide. Then make a schedule.
Oh, okay.
Build it yourself or get a company to help.
Well, okay.
Also look for bugs.
Okay.
Ask for opinions.
Okay.
Find tools.
Okay.
Ginger, are you listening?
No. I'm sleeping.
Ginger, you need a nap.
That's it. I'll build a nap app.
A nap app?
Yeah.
Thank God for the flowers of springtime and all the birds that sing. New life, new hope is coming. Thank God for the promise of spring. Spring is in the air, you feel it everywhere. It's a time when you can see how beautiful this world can be. Thank God for the promise of spring.
What an interesting lesson today. So, Pauline, what do you think? Are you going to build an app now?
Well, maybe. I like the idea of coming up with a new app, making a plan, but I think I would pay somebody to actually build it for me.
I agree. I would need some help, too. And you can always come back here for some help, too. We'll see you then, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.